Hello, Anna. I'm Justin O'Brien, and I own the paddock that the races are on at Ardlethan. During the year, it's 150-acre paddock, and on the northern side, we've got the Maroole Creek running along, a dry creek bed, but the lovely old creek gums are here, and that's all it is. And under a great president, Jimmy Collis, we construct tents and shades and make it a great day.
It certainly looks like it's shaping up to be a good one. About how many people do you usually get here for the races?
We've never had a great count, but it's usually about 1,000 to 1,200. But being our 50th year, we've made a big effort to try and get a bigger crowd, and we've had some wonderful sponsorships, so here we are.
Now, I have to ask about the track in particular, because this isn't just an ordinary racetrack. This is literally in the middle of your paddock. What is here normally?
For 50 years, we've left a track around the middle of our paddock. There's 200 metres of railing and a crowd area, but we leave the track where it is, and when we crop the paddock, we just crop it around inside it and outside it.
So what is it? Is it a wheat paddock?
This year we hope to have a wheat crop.
Now, I wouldn't be a rural reporter if I didn't ask, do you have compaction issues from the horses running around the track for 50 years?
I think more compaction under the trees on the creek, I think.
This is obviously a great connection with your family, that the races have been here for 50 years too.
Well, 50 years ago, my father was approached by four local gentlemen, the original president, Jack Stewart, a few others who were interested in horses, and they approached him to see if they could run a race meeting here. And my father was a pretty casual bloke, and he thought, well, it'll only last a couple of years, why not? I'm proud to think we're still going, and it's these days in rural communities when things are a bit tough, it's wonderful to be able to have an outing where people can really enjoy themselves. And in real country tradition, it's been a pretty hard run for young blokes who've been back on the land here for 10 years, and it just gives them an outlet and they can talk amongst themselves. It's a wonderful release, but and it's really good to have a bit of community spirit. Like, mateship's a wonderful thing if you can get it together, and this is, well, one of the things this is doing, we hope.
So I guess I have to ask you while I've got you here, what's the big tip for race day today?
The bar.
That sounds like a good tip to me, just.
Race 3 at 5-3.
I'm Ian Reid, and I'm the judge here at Ardlethan.
And you certainly have the best view on the course today, I'd say, Ian, without a doubt.
Yes, that's one thing about judging. You usually have the best job on the course and the best view.
So how long have you been coming to Ardlethan to be the judge here?
It's right on 38 years. So I feel like part of the furniture.
What's the closest call you ever had to judge here at Ardlethan?
We had a short half head, which is very close to a nose, but just a little bit more in the old terminology. You sort of freeze frame it in your own mind, and I'm lucky I still don't wear glasses, so I must have been carrot juice or something.
Now, I won't ask you when, but was there ever a time when you think you might have actually got it wrong?
No, certainly not. No, I was very confident out here.
Racing now, third of the day at Ardlethan underway, and they jumped away reasonably well. Armadala through the rider. Armadala wanted to buck and pig root and dislodge Kanga. They've gone down 400 metres. I think Kanga's okay.
G'day, ladies. How are you?
Good, how are you?
What's your name?
Charlotte Thompson.
And so what's brought you all here today?
Tempe, this is my friend. She has family living in Ardlethan, right. So she invited us along.
So it's a bit of a family tradition, Tempe. You come every year?
Yeah, basically since I was really little.
How's this year measure up?
Yeah, it's alright, but it's just really hot, like every year.
It is a little bit warm, a bit dusty. Was the dust a factor in picking your outfit today, girls?
Yes.
You're wearing white, though. How did that figure in?
Well, I couldn't find anything else to wear.
Did anyone go into fashions on the field?
No.
Why not?
We didn't have a bag.
You need a bag to be in fashions on the field. That seems like a rather harsh criteria. You all look lovely. Enjoy the rest of your day.
In the red with the white star, field of four on their way to the start for the Jack and Olive Stewart Memorial.
My name's John Stewart. I live at on a property called Bygo Station, Ardlethan.
Your family has a particular connection to this day, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, my father in 1959... he was a racing man, and even though this is not many racing people around here, he thought he could start up a picnic race meeting, and we had our first race meeting, and I can remember going to it. I was only young, and it was a drizzly, miserable day, and we thought we'd have to call it off, but we kept it, and here we are today. We're still going.
Has it ever had to be called off because of the weather?
Only once in 50 years we had to call it off.
Have you ever missed one?
No, I've never missed one, no. I water the track and we try and put a lot of water around to keep the dust down, but in these drought situations it's pretty hard, but you know, we still have a good moodie.
Your dad was sort of the founder, I suppose, of these races, and what do you think he'd make of it if he saw what it's become today?
I think my father would be absolutely amazed to think it's, you know, got a lot bigger than it used to be, and you know, the fact that it's still going.
Won't go straight and stick it in. Stick it in from the cup. They're followed by Little Legend.